Blog Talk Radio.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now. Welcome to Barefoot is Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot, is a full-time barefooter of over 15 years and victims legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce. Welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. And of course, for those of you that may not know by now, I am a full-time barefooter of over 15 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet at least over 12 years ago. I'm the head of MP Media Group, did a radio show called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment for a few years, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victims legal advocate, standing up for the human rights that we as barefooters have. And I'm also the executive producer of an upcoming barefoot TV documentary slated for major network release next year. So with all that said, if you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Also, check out our Facebook page at Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community throughout our broadcast and after. Join our group if you have not joined already. And again, that's on Facebook at Barefoot is Legal. Also on the web at barefootislegal.org. Now, keep in mind, though, this is not a fetish community. No, it isn't. We're here to educate and empower you. So this is not the place to join to get your rocks off for all you heavy-breathing fun seekers out there with foot fetishes. That's not what this is about. So check out our Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, and on the web, barefootislegal.org. So I have a special episode lined up for you today, kind of holiday themed, And whatever, you know, most of us are celebrating the season in different ways. Some of us Christmas, some of us Hanukkah, some of us Festivus, Kwanzaa, whatever. And a variety of other celebrations that we have all lumped into this time of year. Whatever the case, whatever you are, whether you're expecting Santa Claus, Hanukkah, Harry, the winter solstice, or Adam Sandler, the overall theme is light. And even following whatever practice this season, I'm here to shed some light on the barefoot lifestyle and empower you to stand up for your rights. Well, with all that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you're wearing them or have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. As I said, I've loaded this episode with a lot of holiday-themed content to celebrate with you today. What does a Christmas stocking have to do with being barefoot? Also, by popular demand from another episode, I'm going to bring you another installment of How We Handle Them. And also, I have a very special reading of The Night Before Christmas to close this afternoon out. Not many of you go barefoot for different reasons, you know, different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. For those of you that are seasoned barefooters, and if you have any stories, we'd like to hear from you. You go to stores, restaurants, gyms, libraries, and other establishments barefoot, or just out and about, wherever you may be going, or wherever you have gone, or wherever you may be traveling this holiday season. There are a lot of misinformed, overzealous employees out there that like to say something to you. And most of you have educated them and stood up for your rights. I'm sure there are folks out there that may not know about the rights that they have, or some of you that may not like confrontation. In our time together today, I'd like to help build your confidence, empower you so that you do know the laws, so you do know your rights. And I want to hear some different stories from our fellow barefooters out there. What are you doing this holiday season? Some of us are visiting family. And it's funny, I was having a conversation with someone earlier this week about visiting family, and it's funny because this came up in conversation, how around the holidays, you know, throughout the whole year, most of their family goes to their house barefoot. They take off their shoes when they come home, and they're typically barefoot around their home, whether they're barefooters or not. And one friend in particular, it's funny because whenever he goes over to their family house, and he's been barefoot now for a couple years, he was talking about how even though his grandparents, aunt, cousins, and stuff like that walk around in their house barefoot all year long, whenever they come home, they take off their shoes. For some reason, during the holidays, when they're having company over, they wear shoes in their home. So that's kind of odd. Does your family normally not wear shoes on the holidays when company is over? Do they wear any? And if you're normally barefoot, do they expect you to wear shoes? Interesting question I'd like to throw out there for you. Also with us today is our one and only head of Barefoot is Legal, my co-host from last week, and I'm Betty's co-hosting with me this week, I'm sure, is Proof. And Proof, welcome to our special holiday episode of the Barefoot is Legal show, and it's always great to have you on the air. So how are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to spend a few minutes with you. At the top of the hour, we have to get ready to go to my sister's house for Christmas with the family.
Oh, great. That's great.
So I got about 20 minutes or so with you.
Well, great, great. Glad to spend some time with you this weekend. And I'll be running all the way to 3 o'clock today. And then I got my last-minute shopping to do and off to visit some family myself. Traveling far, or is it pretty local?
No, it's local. It's maybe about a half-hour drive.
Got it. I was talking before I brought you in about visiting family and barefoot, and you know, how people are pretty much in their homes barefoot all year round, but for some reason when company comes over, I don't know, anything different about that in your end or with your family?
I've posted about that. I've always found that fascinating.
Oh,
that,
cool.
The place I'm going to, my sister's husband gets really irate that I don't have shoes on in their house. And
do they normally wear shoes all year round though in their house or?
Yes.
Oh.
I don't quite understand how. I'm under the belief that of course having footwear on in the house is like the nastiest thing in the world. But there's others that look at it as somehow it's disrespectful, so put on some $2 flip flops.
Oh yeah, well that's you got a little fuzzy logic on that one. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Personally, I feel that shoes are nasty, period. Whether I'm wearing them or anything like that, they don't skeeve me to a point.
Yeah, I even made a little meme today. I don't know if you caught it yet, but there's an article I posted in our BIL group about it's footwearnews.com, actually. There's a website called this. And
oh, really?
It says this lady is a hero because her heels hurt so much that she went into a McDonald's and ordered food for her and her friends just so she can have extra McDonald's bags to walk the streets in.
I did see that.
Heels.
I found that kind of crazy. That's kind of odd. I did see that.
But that's how far people take.
Yeah, that's a bit crazy. I don't know why people would take it that far, but they do. They're under some misconception that if their feet are uncovered, that they're going to die or, you know, the world's going to fall on them or that they're going to contract leprosy or something.
Yeah, that's kind of how
I'll figure that one out. Yeah. I don't know. I think it would be funnier to see someone walking around in bags than someone walking around barefoot. I think it just shows that the signs that have been plaguing doors of businesses that are unwelcoming to customers cramp people in their mind to think that they have to walk on with something covering feet. And it's absolutely insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, so whether it's one of those topless sandals that stick to the bottom of your foot or cheap flip-flops or McDonald's bags, people feel as though if they don't put something on that they're considered like the worst person in the world.
Yeah, not too sure why, but the mentality is there. And, with a show like this, it's great that we dispel myths and push our agenda out in front of the public. So hopefully some of these misconceptions and fuzzy logic and all that will disappear eventually.
Yeah, part of my thought is that this is all due to Common Core math.
there's not much logic in that. So I think that most could stem from that. Or maybe the sign led to Common Core math. You never know. Definitely there was something wrong up ahead for whoever came up with this one and thought it was a great idea. And I talked to a lot of educators about that, and they just, just them grasping the concept themselves, just with the teacher in the classroom, they struggle with it because, most of it doesn't make any sense how they get to an answer. And it's amazing how different some of the answers are and what's actually accepted. It looks like there's no precision. There's no accuracy.
Well, especially with math, as long as the idea is that you take 5 minutes, I guess, to show your work. So 1 + 1 can't just be 2. You have to do all kinds of rounding and unrounding and say hello to Allah and do all kinds of other odds and ends before you write the number 2 down. But if you write down 7 and you show your work, then you might get a C.
Yeah, because 7 would be an acceptable answer based on work.
Yes. But if you just wrote 2 and your answer is it's 2 because 1 + 1 = 2. Yeah, that gets you an F. But if you have change, say you're working at McDonald's and you're counting change and somebody hands you $1 for something that costs 67 cents, if you give them back 15 cents or you give them back 37 cents or you give them back $5, I guess as long as you showed your work that it will all be acceptable.
Yeah. Yeah, much. And I'm sure that the accounting department and loss prevention love that technique. you know, makes their job a lot easier at the end of the day, counting out the registers, making sure everything matches a piece of risk tape, which, you know, but that's that one.
We're getting more into my style of show here, it sounds like, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's great about this community. Everybody has their, you know, different backgrounds and different personalities, and you run your show, and it's always nice having some of that brought into this. Because it kind of lightens it up a little bit, and, you know, also goes on that bizarre news stuff. And it's funny because it's, you know, it's the same mentality. The people that really do put up the signs, people that think that, you know, there are laws and stuff, are the same people that come up with the ridiculous stuff that you hear about, and your show calls them out on that, and incorporating that into what we talk about here on Saturdays, it, you know, kind of drives the point home of, you know, people think and where some of these make-believe myths come from, and you know, this time of year, it's funny. You know, it'd be nice to hear from a couple callers if they want to call in. Again, our phone number is 319-527-6208. If you want to be a part of the show, press 1, or you can hang out and listen if you're not already. If you're not able to get a connection. Again, that's 319-527-6208. And, I don't know, sometimes I'm wondering how many barefooters out there, or potential barefooters, want to break out of the closet, and they decide to choose a holiday surrounded by family to do it. I'd like to hear your reaction to that one as well. Anybody out there listening, if you have anything to add about that topic, and also about your family. Proof and I were just talking about the families that, you know, his family is, you know, wrapped and shod all year long like Christmas presents. They never take their shoes off in the home. And what is your family's reaction about you coming in to your house around this time of year with your family? And what are you... You know, what kind of a, you know, reaction does everybody out there? So call in. We'd like to hear from you. Again, that's 516208. I almost forgot the number there. So so is this a 2-year-long thing you do there, Proof, family, like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? Any special traditions that you have?
Not so much anymore, I guess. I'm just going to visit family for a couple hours. They eat their, they have their meal. I pretty much just hang out and then go home and eat. I am to the point where I don't do fluoride in my water. I don't eat with anything cooked in fluoride. I don't do high fructose corn syrup. So I will bring a fruit dish, and I'll have some pineapple or cantaloupe or whatever, and I'll go home and cook something while everybody else eats.
There you go. What do they normally serve? What kind of a meal do they normally have?
Yeah, the last few years, I don't even look at the food. I don't. It's been like 3 years since I've even gone in the kitchen.
That's scary. It can't be that good cook then, if there's not any curiosity there.
No, not curious. I see what they have, and I really hate ragging on my family. I promise it's not the most fun thing in the world. But you have a whole house water system, but you won't spend the $4.28 to put the salt in the conditioner so that you can have unfluoridated water because it's too expensive and it's too hard.
Yeah, it's just salt. Kind of odd. But do you have like a water softener or filter that they put salt in?
You could, yeah, but by the time I get over there and put it in, then they've already cooked.
No. No. Like, you sit there with a hole in the blender and then just, you know, mix everything in and then drain it through your little filtration system and drink it.
I have,
you know, it saves the trouble for the fruit salad.
Well, I just do that myself. So I just, we have all that stuff in our house, obviously, where I don't know if I told you, but a few years ago, I dropped 80 pounds on purpose. I went from 238 to 158. I'm 6'1". So I did a bunch of detoxing, and I didn't join a gym. I did a lot of grounding, of course, grounding walks at lunch and stuff, but for the most part, I did detox smoothies, and I cleaned up my body.
So that's a great idea for anybody listening. Especially coming up to the first of the year, a lot of people are on the health kick and thinking about joining clubs and, you know, fitness and, you know, all that weight loss and cleansing their system and stuff. That'd be a great episode to do, you know, probably after the first of the year with everybody's resolutions and goals that they have for their health. And that sounds like a great idea. You know, I think it's good for everybody to do, and especially the part about grounding and the grounding walks and all that. And that's almost what a majority of barefooters do when they just walk around in you know, in general.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to bring up something here while I have somewhat of a platform today before we go.
Of course.
I would like to hear from people that... as far as issues go within our group, personally, I think we run, as far as groups go, we're a little different because we're an activism-minded group with a website and a toll-free number. It's not just a place to randomly show your selfies. So
exactly.
I mean, selfies are good, don't get me wrong, but it's a community where thousands of people are getting together for a common cause, and it's not... anything like, here I am in my living room, but it's more like getting the word out there. Who have you reached out to today? What businesses have you gone into? What are some reasons or causes or questions or anything you want to talk about regarding the cause is fine. But we have to transition from just having random people not knowing what we do, because we've had people post and say, hey, Proof, why do you push the activism? This is a Facebook group. Why do you have to talk about activism here? Can't you start your own group? Well, this is my...
That is the reason the group was started. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a Facebook group based on activism for barefoot rights. Kind of like the radio show is activism for barefoot rights. So is the Facebook group. So is the webpage.
Activism for freedom in general.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I mean, that's the general concept is straight up freedom and the rights that we have protected by the laws and the Constitution and all that. Wow. I don't know why they would join an activist group and then complain it's too activist. Too activist.
Yes, but here's the issue, Nick, because the thing is that we can't really blame them for joining. We have to make our message even cleaner and clearer for people. So we have to be the ones that instill the change, and we have to be the change so that others will follow and also become change. We can't just play the blame game here. I have to put the blame on myself because if the message is getting lost, I'm the head of the food chain here.
And then it's just a matter of sitting there, seeing what's going on, fixing it, and figuring out how to clear up that message. And I think the message is quite clear on the radio show that this is not a fetish community.
Well,
you know, this is not a place
that.
For...
It's, a lot of people just look at it as just another group because there's 8,263 other groups that might do on the surface similar to what we do, but we don't have a team actually out there willing to email and call businesses on your behalf. There's not many Facebook groups that have a website and a toll-free number to actually reach a live person.
True. I don't think there's any groups out there that offer a toll-free number and the service of filing a complaint and contacting companies the way we do.
Yeah, we also, every quarter at minimum, and we're due for one in January. I like to hold our town hall meetings, and we'll have hopefully a few hundred people on a phone line, and people can ask questions and voice their concerns in a forum that's over a telephone.
That'd be great.
We believe in reaching out to our members.
That would be great. And that's something you have set up, or?
Yeah, well, this isn't like a group where I'm an evil overlord and what I say goes. This isn't about what Proof thinks or what Nick thinks or the other Nick or anything else. This is our community as a whole. This isn't the Dave and Nick show here. This is the whole community, because even if I get all the rules and regulations that I want to see within our Facebook group, it's like, big deal. People are still thinking it's illegal to drive a car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and that, I try to leave myself generally out of it.
Yeah. But, I mean, you do a great job running this group and a great job coordinating and organizing and all that, as far as, you know, the Facebook and the business page and the website. And even just getting the radio show platform up to have a voice on the air that people can listen to and take with them, or, you know, to podcast it and replay it. And, you know, just be able to, you know, have a platform. It's been limited time that we have this week, each weekend. It's an opportunity for people to call, for people to voice their opinions and discuss topics like this. And, it'd be great to have just a whole episode where you're on, and we can address some of those issues and some of the messages and have people just comment on that. If they want to call in today, they can. It's 319-527-6208. Again, 319-527-6208. We're here with Proof until the top of the hour, when he has to go join his family. And I'm here until 3 o'clock with you.
If you can,
until I join mine.
Take a break 5 minutes late. Like, go at, say, 11:05 or even 11:08 Pacific time.
Yeah,
and
we can do that.
I'll just stay a few minutes late. And as the CEO, I guess what I say goes on that. So you don't have to worry about if you're late for a commercial. I'll take the write up on that.
You'll be written up on that, and you'll take it well. And you're gonna have to sign your own write up. sit there with a mirror in front of you and say, now, Proof, reason why we're here today with myself is I have to write myself up. The sponsors are upset now, you know. But your time with us today is very valuable, so that's fine with me. I mean, hey.
So I have a perception, I guess, with our group members that they honestly think I'm like angry and mad all the time. That's just the funniest thing, and it's not like that, I promise. I just want to see our group succeed, and my job as our leader is to devise ways to put us in a position to succeed. I'm looking out for the group's best interest. It's not what I want. It's not he's doing us because he hates X. It's not like that at all. It's just that when I look at various issues that come up, I'm looking, will this benefit the community? And if I check the yes box, then it's cool. If I don't think it will benefit the community, then I check the no box.
But, you know, it's going to be that way with any organization. And, you know, I don't perceive you as an evil overlord of, you know, the police of the, you know,
the
Airfoot community in the group. But, you know, I'm sure there are members out there that may. I'm pretty new to the admin part as far as the management team and that. So I just kind of sit back and see what's happening. And if you notice, I haven't been that active in the admin side. I'm just getting a feel for the way things run on the behind-the-scenes part before I really start jumping in and policing posts.
But if you look at it, though, there are people that have issues, and I understand that, because not everybody's going to like everyone. And there are people that somehow think, like, here's an example what the group is and what is not. So I'll just put that out there. that if somebody's taking a picture of themselves in a grocery store, that's like the coolest thing ever. You're walking out of a Starbucks. Okay, that's awesome. We like those. Being in your living room and putting your dirty parts up to the scanner and stepping on the scanner so everybody could see how dirty you are, and not writing anything about it, just posting a nasty picture. Yeah, that's not cool. That does not better our community at all. And there are, we had an issue about 5 or 6 weeks ago where I was at work, I was at my day job, and somebody did that. And so you had a bunch of people leave. A couple of the admins didn't know what to do, and then eventually I got home, I deleted the post, and then another 80 people left because I deleted the post. So we had like maybe 175 to 200 people leave within an 8-hour span over something so stupid. And
silly.
And the community is and then they're, oh, I can't post a picture? Well, then I need to leave. And it's not about not posting a picture. Just be respectful that if you're going to post something, especially when it's just something dirty like that, if you have a purpose for it and you tell us why, we're good. I don't care. But just to say, hey, I'm going to step on the scanner, or I'm gonna put my feet together holding a cigarette lighter while I'm lighting my cigarette in my bathroom. Yeah, this isn't the place for that.
Yeah, yeah. And honestly, the dirty feet pictures really don't help our cause, because there's already a misconception out there that barefooters may be dirty or their feet are dirty. When, you know, the more dirty foot pictures we post, then, you know, the more it tarnishes that image of being barefoot is healthier. And, you know, if we had images of a foot that's completely disgusting because of athlete's foot bunions and all that, because of shoes, that would help. But it doesn't help us when we're barefoot and we can take dirty foot pictures. And, of course, it also attracts the fetishists as well. And that's just something that really doesn't advance our agenda, and it doesn't give us a positive image and the message that we want to relay as far as bare feet being healthy and clean. Because,
right,
face it, everybody's shoes are dirtier than feet, because we all wash our feet at least once a day. And, you know, no one's ever really washed their shoes. So those are points we need to drive home, and not the dirty foot pictures, unless there's a reason for it. And maybe just one day a year, maybe the whole dirty foot day, whatever, is a holiday for us. For those that want to save up and find the dirtiest picture throughout the year, get it out of their system and move on, you know?
But we have to, and that's where I feel like our message is somewhat lost. And what we have to drive home with everybody is, are we just a big group of selfie takers that enjoy those type of pictures? Or are we about championing our rights and being allowed to go somewhere without getting tapped on the shoulder? For all we know, there could be a fetish for people that like getting kicked out of stores and get tapped on the shoulder and have their grocery carts taken away. I mean, maybe there's a group for that. I don't know.
I'm sure there is. I mean, there's a fetish group for everything.
But yeah, I'm not a fan of having to play my own attorney, if you will, when I'm going into a store and having to argue with people. That's not my game. That's why people are scared to be part of our community, is that they don't want that special tap on the shoulder. So I'm here to do something about that, and that's why we have everything that we have. And I think we have enough safeguards in place that if we can make our community more tight-knit and more people are contributing. And I think it's sad that we have a few people that are contributing nothing more than dudes painting their toenails in the safety of their own dining room. But we need to actually come together and actually do something. Whether I'm not expecting a million man march, I'm not expecting everybody to like be on a platform and have thousands of people around them and they have to convince the world. But everybody can do their small part, whether it's simply telling your friends, whether it's helping us get into a farmer's market or helping us write some literature or anything in within the social media community. But I just think that if we all become more active and do our little part that could take as much as 10 minutes a month, I don't think that's a lot to ask. I don't think it's a lot to ask for people to, as they make friends, just tell people what causes they're involved in. And you can use this as well as whatever else you're involved in. You can use this as if people say, what do you do after work? Oh, I play the oboe. I'm involved in my son's kickboxing class. I'm involved in barefoot rights. And, oh, by the way, I also enjoy wine tasting. You just incorporate it. You're not telling people every single day on every post this is what you do. You just incorporate it and let people learn from you.
And it's part of your daily life. I mean, people need to realize that. This is a lifestyle that they choose. This is a lifestyle that they want. And it's no different than, like you said, being part of the kickboxing club or going, you know, being a member at a gym or, you know, helping out the Boy Scouts or being a den leader or you know, brownie troop leader or, you know, a barefoot is legal, you know, member.
Right.
It's established a position with us. Are they good at writing letters? Are they good at making phone calls? Are they good at, you know, relaying a message, marketing, social media? Are there any writers out there that would mind, you know, stepping in once a month or something and write complaints or, you know, guide through filing action, write letters to stores? Would anybody out there be willing to do that? And having a community based, you know, where we have, you know, we can say, okay, this person is in charge of it. Like Nick Deutschman. He is the guy you go to that handles most of the complaints, from what I understand. He's the one that contacts companies. He emails, he letter writes and all that. And, you know, your function is just to keep it fine-tuned and moving and on track. And my function is to do the radio show. And Nick's is to, you know, handle the complaints. You know, the more people we have that are specific in certain things and certain aspects based on our demands, the more that would really help the group overall. Because then they can say, you know, I'm a soccer mom, I coach Little League. And I do letter campaigns and marketing or whatever for Barefoot is Legal. It's just part of their daily life. It's their lifestyle.
Right. So how do we incorporate that into our message on the internet, so to speak?
On the internet? That's a tough one. I think that it's maybe just a simple post. Like if we outline 4 or 5 positions that we're looking for in one post, anybody interested in, you know, position 1 to do this, position 2 to do this, position 3 to do this. You know, if they're good at writing letters, send us a sample. What are your specialties? You know, comment or private message, you know, one of the admins so we can take a look at that. You know, if you're good and you have, you know, great experience in social media and Facebook and all that, you can screen the candidates. If they're interested in legal aspects, and I'm good with legal stuff, I just don't have all the time in the world to go after every company. I'll sit here all weekend and blast them on the air, though, if they want. If they don't want to cooperate, we can put them on the radio. You know, send those candidates to me. If I think they're legal-minded enough that can handle something like that, and they kind of pass my scrutiny, and they, you know, then it's like, great, here's 2 candidates that can do that. You come up with out of 10 or 12 candidates that can do social media and marketing and Facebook and all that, then you screen those folks. If we have, you know, someone that's an admin in the group that is good with writing letters and stuff and Nick wants to screen them, Nick Deutschman, that's great. He can screen those candidates. I think it may just be as simple as a post within the group that says, we are looking for this talent. We're looking to fill this position. And these are the requirements for it. And I think that could probably attract a lot of folks and also increase the involvement that our members have, because then they're a little more important to the group. They have a function. And when you give someone a function, they have more pride in the group. They also help promote the group more and they dedicate a little more time. And you need to find those candidates that are passionate about the cause, passionate about our message, And hopefully that'll work. And we can start there because that's cheap. It's free. We already have the platform and we already have the members and the pool to pick from.
Well, that's kind of my direction here. So, yeah, I just realized right now, I guess there was a flame war within the Facebook group. That's exactly what we need on Christmas, people yelling at each other. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like one of those crazy family holidays, and it just, I guess it goes with the turf. The holidays really bring it out in people.
I don't get to throw my biscuits around for some reason.
Oh, see, biscuit throwing is a lot of fun.
I heard.
So, I mean, not as much fun as midget tossing, but definitely, you know. There we go. We just gave him something else to get honest about.
That one dude on that Jackass show that used to be able to kick his head. I always thought that was like the coolest thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Wee Man? That was the best.
Yeah. I don't know if you know or not, but he is a majority owner of a taco kind of thing out here called Chronic Tacos.
Chronic Tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they legalized something to put in those tacos out there.
Correct.
That is great.
Well, Nick, I'm closing up shop here because I got to see who's even awake, and we got to go in about less than 20 minutes.
All righty. Well, Proof, it was great having you on the show. We are going to run into our late commercial break right now. Thanks for joining us this week, and definitely talk to you throughout the week. And enjoy your family holiday, and I'm going to move on and, you know, go ahead and wrap up our holiday episode until 3 o'clock.
Put me in the screening room for a minute, Nick.
All righty. And so you're going to go into our green room. And it looks like our phone lines are stacking up here. So also after the break, we're going to take a couple phone calls, answer some messages from our message board. And again, if you want to be a part of the show, that's 319-527-6208. Again, 319-527-6208. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal Radio with Nick Pierce. Proof until just after the top of the hour. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'm going to get on with our holiday episode because the sleigh keeps chugging this time of year, and we are only here for a little bit of time. So hang in there.
Hey, Freedom S, join me, Proof Negative, weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together, right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Solutions to Delusions. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution Radio Show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our calling number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose, Rose Colombo. Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time
and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Are you barefooters out there looking for a new place to shop, eat, or save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, on cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right now, right here. The check was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost us $82. At a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we're going to check out. Here's what you can do. If you want to save that much money, view the books in your area before you buy. You can go to freedomizerradio.com and barefootislegal.org. Just click on the city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around your town with your new Save Around book. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Click on your town and start saving money now.
And, well, hey, welcome back to the Barefoot is Legal radio show on this wonderful holiday weekend. And I'm Nick Pierce, your host. And many of us go barefoot for different reasons, and I have a special holiday episode lined up for you today. And now with, some of us, like I was saying before the break, we celebrate it in different ways. Some of us, it's Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Festivus, and a variety of other celebrations that we all have lumped into this time of year. Whatever the case, hopefully you're doing it barefoot, and I hope you kick your shoes off joining me today. If you don't have any shoes, well, then, hey, you're already good to go. Less work, less effort, and just enjoy the holiday then. Like I was saying, you know, many of us do go barefoot for different reasons. Some of it's religious, some of it's cultural, health, medical, whatever our reasons. This show is about empowering you to know your rights and dispel the myths so you can live a happy public and healthy barefoot lifestyle. So most of us may be visiting family around this time of year. What is the acceptance in their households when you visit? What are you, what are the reactions? Do they accept it? They normally barefoot in their households all year, but then all of a sudden around the holidays when they have company over, all of a sudden they wrap their feet up like Christmas presents and, oh my God, they can't be barefoot in their home. Does your family not normally wear shoes except for during the holidays when company is over? Interesting question. Or are they barefoot as usual or just walk around in their socks? Again, if you want to be a part of the show, that's 319-527-6208 with Nick Pierce here on the Barefoot is Legal radio show until 3 o'clock we're only here for 3 o'clock Eastern time today. And before the break, we ran a little over and we had Proof with us chiming in about our Facebook group. And also, what do Christmas stockings have to do with being barefoot? Well, interesting story about that. And it wasn't very long ago when there was a poor man and his three daughters that couldn't afford to get married. And rumor has it that St. Nicholas decided to throw gold and money through the windows, and it just so happened to land in a sock. Now, of course, because they weren't wearing them. So technically, barefoot is traditionally celebrated, or Christmas and the holidays are typically celebrated barefoot, and I just figured I would throw that interesting little tidbit out there. So if you want your gifts and you want your presents and all that, make sure you're not wearing any shoes is the bottom line.
Because if they were wearing shoes, his three lovely daughters would never have been able to afford to get married. And that's just one little tidbit. When the father woke up, he saw that there were bags of gold everywhere, or money in their stockings that were hung drying. And, you know, had they not put those out, then those beautiful daughters of his would never have gotten married. So interesting little tie in there. And then from there, you know, the tradition just grew. And it's funny because, you know, speaking of Christmas stockings, there is the world's largest Christmas stocking. And it measures about 70 and a half feet, or almost 71 feet, and from heel to toe. And it's, you know, it was done by a volunteer emergency service organization. And I can't remember exactly where, but I believe it was in Italy, possibly Tuscany, if I remember right, back in 2011. But how cool would it be to have the world's, not just the world's largest Christmas stocking? I mean, we don't, you know, why don't we make the world's largest barefoot somewhere? I mean, this country and parts of the world already have like the world's largest ball of yarn, world's largest rubber band, the world's largest wheel of cheese, a picnic basket, the largest clothespin, the largest cuckoo clock. And even the world's largest pair of underwear hangs in St. Louis. Now, if that doesn't offend you, then why would a giant foot sitting in the middle of some community offend you? By popular demand, I do want to play a clip for you this during this session here. And the clip I have is another segment of How We Handle Them. Yes, I've been getting a lot of messages, and we've had callers call in just to say, are you going to replay the health department How We Handle Them sketch? And I figured, you know what? We can replay the sketch. Not a bad idea. But I had another idea for one of those. And if you want to hang in there, listen to it now. Here comes another installment of How We Handle Them. Funny little parody that I like to throw out there.
And now it's time to play How Do We Handle Them?
Oh, I am next in line at the register.
Excuse me. I can't serve you without shoes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I can't juggle fire.
But you're barefoot?
Oh, well, I would probably start by using my hands to practice juggling at first anyway.
I mean, I cannot ring you up and collect your money.
Well, maybe we should join a support group to help us in our flaws. For now, why don't you try to use the cash register without shoes on your hands?
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that one. Another little segment of How We Handle Them. And it's quite funny because most of us out there that have been seasoned barefooters or just starting out this year, that have been in stores, that have gone into places, and the ridiculous excuses and stories and reasoning for not being allowed barefoot in an establishment is mind-blowing sometimes. And some of the ignorance that exists out there, most of you can relate that. Just another segment of maybe things that we should say next time an issue like that happens. So there we go. Another How We Handle Them. So I don't know. I like that one kind of a little better than the health department one. But I'll have a few more for you.
Also, we have Kevin with us. We have a couple messages on our board. We also have a couple callers that like to share some interesting stories. And I think we have Chris, and we're going to bring Chris on right now. And, Chris, you have an interesting story about a car accident, don't you?
Yeah, I do. A couple of years ago, I was wearing boots, and I got into a fender bender, and I got kind of thrown up in the car, thrown forward in my right foot. The boot got stuck behind the gas pedal, and I couldn't get it out, so I just took it off, and I took my left boot off, and then I took my socks off, too, because I don't want them to get dirty while I was walking around. And when the cops showed up on site, he gave me a ticket for driving barefoot.
Now, that is absolutely insane. And you weren't even driving barefoot. See, that's like almost like pulling someone over for drunk driving, because unless they're actually operating the vehicle at the time, which apparently you were walking from your story there, they'd have to connect you to actually driving the car and have to catch you driving barefoot at the time. So because you took your shoes off, that doesn't make any sense. Did you challenge that?
Oh, well, yeah, what I did was I told the officer, I said, well, wait a minute. I just took my shoes off. I said, you're in the car. I mean, you can see in the car, you can see my boot. And he just said, no, you're barefoot. Here's the ticket. You know, challenge it in court. So I went to court, and it got – basically, they just said that I could pay $125 as a parking fee, parking violation, or I could actually go to trial. But the thing is, I had to work. I'm not going to stand up and fight that battle. It would have cost me 3 days of work, and paying the $125 was an easier fine.
Yeah, definitely.
Because
a parking violation, it's a non-moving violation anyway. So
right.
It doesn't go against your
insurance
or the points or license or anything like
that.
Right.
In New York, all violations go to the state, where parking goes to the municipality. So that's why where I was, they were just giving everyone parking violations. Just so they could get the money rather than
they want to generate revenue, of course. Yeah, no, it's a money maker for them. So they give you the parking violation. This way it goes right to the city or the municipality and then, you know, cuts the state out. And maybe the state gets a small little percentage of it, but, you know, just for operating the court. But for the most part, that's crazy. Well, you know, Chris, thanks for sharing the story. I hope you're having a happy holiday. We're coming up to the bottom of the hour, and I hate to cut you off.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
Of course, in under 30 seconds, of course.
You got it. Yeah, because the weird thing was I sucked the cocked him dry, and
oh, we lost him. Actually, we're getting cut off with our commercials here. And we will be right back. That music means we're coming to the bottom of the hour. So hang in there. Again, if you want to be a part of the show, that's 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. I'm Nick Pierce on Barefoot is Legal.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Hi, everyone. Here is a sponsor that you can help save yourself some money and find new places to check out. Save Around is a very popular coupon book throughout most major U.S. cities. With Save Around, you get buy one, get one free restaurants, discounts on many department stores, car rentals, flowers, etc. With Save Around, you not only fund our network, you help fund your family and save yourself some money while eating out. I have a family of four. A decent meal is upwards of $60 for us, and if I could save $10 to $15 while taking out the family, I am very happy. You can view these books in your area before buying. Please check out FreedomizerRadio.com and our BarefootIsLegal.org website for the link. Check out the new book, click on your city, and in a few days, you will be saving yourself some cash with your new Save Around book.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA or fatties, eating mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic! Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Oh, yes, and welcome back. Welcome back to our wonderful Saturday edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio show. And again, if you want to be a part of the show, that's 319-527-6208. And we have quite a few callers on the switchboard this afternoon, and we're coming down to the last half hour stretch of the show. So please, if we don't get to everybody, or you decide not to talk on the air, that's fine. Our message board is always open, and we always like to take questions from there as well. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, this is the season. Everybody's celebrating it in different ways. And for some of us, it's Christmas. Some of us, it's Hanukkah. Some of it's Kwanzaa. And, you know, we all celebrate it in different ways. So whether it's Festivus or Christmas or whether we're waiting for Santa Claus or you know, Adam Sandler, the winter solstice, or Hanukkah Harry. It's that time of year overall, it's light. And that seems to be one of the main themes. And whether it's Christmas lights or menorahs that we're all lighting on fire this time of year. Also here to shed some light
on the Barefoot Lifestyle and empower you to stand up for your rights. So again, if you want to be part of the show, that's 319-527-6208. I'm Nick Pierce, 15-year full-time barefooter. Well, then some. And here to empower you to learn your rights on this holiday weekend. And how many of you are traveling? How many of you are visiting family? It's very interesting. Most of you may have family members that keep their shoes off in their home all year round. And it's kind of funny when the holidays come around and they have company over, they bundle their feet up like Christmas presents for some reason. And, you know, how many people out there are barefooters that are barefoot all year round, have seen their family, and then all of a sudden the holidays come around, you go over there for a holiday dinner or a celebration of whatever kind, and all of a sudden they look at you like, oh my God, you should be wearing shoes. What's wrong with you? You're barefoot. And it's always kind of funny, some of the reactions. Some of us have family members that are like that. After all the time that I've been barefoot, if I ever had something on my feet, they'd probably look at me like I was sick and they would lock me away somewhere. But, you know, when the holiday's here, is this the best time to come out and break out of the closet in your barefoot lifestyle? What kind of acceptance does your family have? And some of you may be seeing family that you don't see all year. And there are certain times of the year when everybody gets together, and this may be the first time you've seen them since you started your barefoot lifestyle, since you made that choice just to go out and be a full-time barefooter. And also, how are you handling the weather? We'd love to hear from you. And we have some great stories and some great questions even popping up on the message board. And I'm going to share one here from Jared. He's got a funny story. He just started barefooting in the spring when the season started to change. And this will be his first holiday visiting some family members that live pretty far away. I'm just summarizing some of this as I read through it because it's kind of long. And I was just glancing over it during the break. And he's telling a story here, and this is Jared from Colorado, and he's traveling to Pennsylvania. So he's expecting it to be a lot warmer. He doesn't have any shoes with him. This is his first time traveling this far without anything to put on his feet. He's had a great trip so far. He just wanted to share the story. And this is the first time some of his family has seen him in Pennsylvania in over 2 years. So he showed up last night, and they thought he was crazy considering how cold it is, forgetting that he lives in Colorado, where it's actually a little colder, he's claiming, this time of year, versus the mountains in Pennsylvania. And they couldn't believe it, and he had a wonderful three-hour-long conversation over almost a whole tin of cookies and a lot of coffee and hot chocolate, explaining his choice that he made, and his family had a lot of questions and are rooting him on. And it's always nice to hear how accepting a family is, especially when you have such a drastic lifestyle choice that you're making. We're glad to hear it, Jared, and glad you're enjoying your time with your family, and we hope everybody is. And it's funny, I have a quick spoof that I want to throw out there. And this was another message that I had. Someone asked if I made a YouTube video called the Anti-Shoe Infomercial. And this was done many years ago, maybe almost 5 or 7 years ago. I can't even remember how long ago now, where I did a video on YouTube. And you can Google it right now or after the broadcast. I'm going to play you the audio clip from it. And it's called the Anti-Shoe Infomercial. And if you just Google that, it'll come up. And I used a pitchman name called Frank Offers, where I was selling the anti-shoe. And here's a quick little clip of that now, a shortened version of what the actual video has in the infomercial format. It's a kind of humor and for you to, you know, a little bit of humor for you to enjoy right now and lighten it up, because it can't always be about preaching about rights and all the, you know, laws and stuff like that. It's always nice to have a little fun. And aside from how we handle them, if you missed that one, of course, you could always listen to our archives. I did get a message earlier this week, so I decided to trim the audio and take a clip of it to share with you this weekend. The anti-shoe infomercial. Here we go.
Hi, Frank Offer here for the anti-shoe. Anti-shoe is a great way to solve any foot problem you have or could possibly get. Anti-shoe will eliminate athlete's foot, ingrown toenails, bad foot odor, nail fungus. It even helps eliminate joint pain, ankle pain, back pain, and knee pain. This miracle cure is 100% natural and is as old as mankind. Are you sick of hurting your feet squeezing into uncomfortable, costly shoes? How about the awkward balancing act that is just dangerous and could ruin your day? Let's face it, you have better ways to spend your money and the frustration and be healthy while doing it.
Anti-Shoe is not $100. It's not $50. It's not $20 either. It does not even cost you $1. Anti-Shoe is yours free. And even better, there's no number to call, no payments to make, and no shipping and handling charges.
Here's how Anti-Shoe works. First, just remove whatever's covering your foot. It's that easy. Act now and double the offer. Take off the other one.
People everywhere are using Anti-Shoe, including Hollywood's elite. Here's what an Anti-Shoe user has to say.
I love using Anti-Shoe everywhere I go. No more back pain, very comfortable, no more shoes.
There are no laws, no health department rules, and no safety issues against the Anti-Shoe. Anti-Shoe is perfectly legal, so don't be fooled. Using Anti-Shoe increases your awareness and helps you avoid dangerous hazards and costly medical bills, just because you know where you're stepping. With Anti-Shoe, you'd be aware of where you were walking. And look at this mess. Shoes are dirtier than your feet. You never wash your shoes. You wash your feet hopefully every day. Instant satisfaction guaranteed. So enjoy the healthy, natural benefits today. Start using Anti-Shoe now for free.
There you have it, folks. There it is, the Anti-Shoe infomercial, and I know you guys have been screaming to see if I can put it on the air, and yes, I can. It is mine. I did it, so there it is. I just figured I'd share. So, yes, feel free to load that clip, share with your friends. Check out the video on YouTube. If you just Google Anti-Shoe infomercial, you will see me dressed as a pitch man in the blue shirt with the tan pants, tan slacks, pitching the Anti-Shoe absolutely free of charge, because it is free. Double offer, take off the other one, no number to call, no payments to make. And it is, like I said, 100% legal. And that's what we're all about. Standing up for barefoot rights and knowing the laws and knowing how they protect you and your rights to be barefoot in public. I'm going to take a quick question here, and that is from Francine. I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. And Francine, you have a question about the segment I did back on Thanksgiving weekend, that Saturday. And it has to do with businesses' right to refuse service. And let me just get the whole gist of the question here. And excuse me, I got sidetracked during that audio clip. What businesses are covered, and do they have to make any accommodations? Because there are still two businesses in my town that have no shirt, no shoe signs up. Underneath the dog, they do have, service animals only. Your thoughts on that? Well, it's funny about – let's start with the service animal thing. It's kind of funny because even though the dog is pictured on the sign, they also have to accept quarter horses, potbelly pigs, and as well as service dogs. And those are all actually considered service animals. The reason why the quarter horse came around, and they're allowed to sit there in the restaurant and go to the bathroom right next to your table. Actually, they're trained not to, but you would still be eating with a horse. And they are smaller horses, so it's not like Mr. Ed is sitting there talking to you, drinking your wine in this restaurant. Is because Muslims consider dogs unclean. So there is a provision now in the law that allows quarter horses, and also they have also found that potbelly pigs are considered service animals as well as cats. Yes, a kitty is considered a service animal as well, a comfort animal, and people with anxiety and all that. And I know of someone personally that does work training cats, and I've worked closely with them in certain aspects of their business and profession that they do, as far as training cats as a service animal to help people with anxiety and also for personal protection, believe it or not. So I'll get into that at one point. But as far as the modification of policies and places of public accommodation and the private versus public businesses I saw in there, first of all, a private business, they're still open to the public, and a public business, as they claim, is just a business that sells shares of their stock to the general public. Both are places of public accommodation. So when a business owner comes up to you and says, we are a private company and we can make whatever rules they want, they cannot. The law does protect you. And it seems like, and I'm not going to mention your condition or anything like that on the air, you did summarize it here, but you do have a medical condition and you're not able to wear shoes. And you are protected under the Department of Justice ADA law, Part 36. And as far as a business, when it comes to modifying their policies, they must. That section is 302, if I remember right. Don't hold me to that exact number. But in general, a place of public accommodation has to make reasonable modifications to their policies and procedures and their practices as far as, you know, or anything necessary so that you have the same access to the goods and privileges, advantages, accommodations, and services and all that that a business offers to anybody else in the public. So if you want, you can go to the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page. And if you go into the files section, you will see I posted that about a month ago. It's in a PDF format. There's two versions that I posted. One of them is the public accommodation laws full version. The other file is titled condensed. That is a condensed version of the entire law from the Department of Justice when it comes to disabilities that, you know, it's some folks like to print it out. If they don't have smartphones, they carry it with them. Also a copy of health department letters and all that. The Facebook group and the website at barefooters.org and on Facebook, barefootislegal.org and the Facebook page, Barefoot is Legal, have great resources for, you know, those documents. As far as the other site I mentioned, they have a lot of the civil rights cards that you can carry with you. You can print them out, cut them down if you want to print them out on cardstock, and it's available for each state. And you can go there, and there's also some great links for those resources on Barefoot is Legal and barefootislegal.org. And as far as any private establishments that you mentioned in here, memberships exclusive like that, anything that's open to membership to the public does have to make reasonable accommodations in their policies in order for you to enjoy the services that they offer. We're going to go ahead with a couple other questions here, and we are coming down to the final 10 minutes of this broadcast before we have to go today. So there are a couple things I do want to cover, and I'm loving the stories that you guys are sending in on the message board here as far as the Christmas stocking, very interesting tidbit, and pets and sensitivity and awareness. That's a very interesting topic that I thank you for that suggestion. I'm going to get into that in a whole episode because I may bring that animal trainer in on that. That'd be a great thing. But like I said earlier in the broadcast, most of us are visiting family. How are they being, how is their acceptance of your barefoot lifestyle? And if you go to our Facebook group and you want to share your stories, feel free to join. And again, like I say, our Facebook group is not a fetish community. That's not what it's about. We are family oriented to advance the barefoot lifestyle for public acceptance. So this is not a place for you heavy breathing fun seekers out there to get your rocks off and look at foot selfies and dirty feet photos. That's not what this group is about. That's not what this radio broadcast is about. We are here for an hour and a half with you every weekend to help empower you to learn your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle and stand up for your rights. We are an activist community. So just keep that in mind. During the holidays, is this the best time for you to come out of that closet and share with your family your barefoot lifestyle? And just food for thought. Think of it that way. Are you so against shoes that you may not even have a Christmas stocking? I know I am. I don't know. There's just something about it. It just symbolizes a foot covering. And to me, shoes can be dirty things. If you think about it, how often does a barefooter wash their feet? At least once a day. How often do you wash your shoes? And if you think about it, shoes breed all kinds of bacteria and fungus, and there's so many products on the market because of all kinds of fungal infections and conditions that your feet could get just from being in a cold, dark, moist, warm, and or warm, moist environment that just breed mold, fungus, and all kinds of bacteria. So keep that one in the back of your mind. And again, 319-527-6208. We may have time for one more phone call before we end our time together. And also, I have a very special reading of The Night Before Christmas to leave you with this holiday weekend. So again, share your stories. I mean, there was, you know, I mean, I love hearing your stories. We love reading about them on our Facebook group. When did you start? How accepting is your family this time of year? And, you know, keep in mind, though, that we are an activist community. And I have been a full-time barefooter for over 15-plus years and a victim's legal advocate for barefooter rights and the civil rights that we as people have. I'm so glad to be here with you. We are also working on, slated for major network release, a TV documentary about the barefoot lifestyle. It is the Barefoot Documentary. If you want, you can go check that out on BarefootTVShow.com. That's BarefootTVShow.com. If you have any material you want to contribute, if you want to be part of the production staff doing research, have stories to share, videos that you want to submit to be part of this documentary, or even stories and encounters, both positive and negative, that you may have, we would love to see them and hear from you. And again, that's BarefootTVShow.com. And what are you doing this weekend? Christmas, Hanukkah, Festivus, Kwanzaa? But whatever it is, we are almost out of time. So I love your stories, message boards, and all the messages that you send in. Here's a great one. Here's an awesome one I'm going to go through with you right now real quick while we still have time. And it is from Missy. And, she's in St. Louis where the world's largest pair of underwear is located that we talked about earlier. And her thing is she has a very religious family, very Christian family. And they are very conservative, but yet they just don't approve of her barefoot lifestyle. Well, how do I handle this? I'm always at a loss for words. And she goes on about, you know, the acceptance that they have. Well, Missy, one for you. The Bible is full of verses that relate to shoes being removed. There's many different Bible verses. I mean, everything from the very beginning of the book of Matthew, chapter 3 during the baptism, and, you know, where it goes with, I baptize you with water for repentance, if I remember right, but there will come one more powerful whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. From that point on, there's a lot of references in different portions of both the Old and the New Testament, and it's just some ammunition to use with your family. And I know I'm probably throwing it out there pretty quick. Book of Exodus, draw not near here, put off your shoes, and off, you know, it's sacred ground. Book of Joshua, if I remember right, chapter 5, and again, I can't remember all the verses off the top of my head, lose your shoes. The Lord said to Joshua. Ecclesiastics, also chapter 5. Keep barefoot when going to the house of the Lord and ready. Exodus, do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for this is holy ground in which you stand upon. Deuteronomy also remarks on that. Same thing with the book of Samuel. And there's so many biblical quotes, both Old and New Testament, that are, you know, part of the Christian belief, part of the Jewish belief, that reflect that you are on God's ground. You are on God's earth. He created this sacred ground. And it's also been tradition that's been carried into temples and other places of worship where shoes are removed out of reverent respect for the God of the deity. Even when Book of Samuel even mentions that is sent it. What is it? David went up to the Mount Olives and wept as he went, and he as he something there's something to the effect of he was covered and he was barefoot, and all the people who were with him each covered their heads and went up weeping barefoot with him. So it's a sign of respect, and it's in the Bible, and even in the book of Luke, carry no money, no bag, no shoes. And goes on to about greeting no one along the way in their path. And that's Luke 10. So as far as scripture and your family claiming such high religious piety and rejecting your barefootness because of their conservative values and their strong spiritual belief in Christian scripture or even Old Testament and all that, there are so many references in the Bible that will, you know, arm you to be able to theologically challenge them and overcome their objections when it comes to your barefoot lifestyle. So, Missy, I hope that helped, and you enjoy the world's largest pair of underwear over there in St. Louis. I love all your questions. We are running out of time. So I will leave you with a brief version of my barefoot night before Christmas before I leave you today. And without further ado, I will share that with you right now as we close down this broadcast of the Barefoot is Legal radio show for this weekend. Join me next weekend for our New Year's resolution and our revolution of the new year on Barefoot is Legal. So enjoy.
Twas the night before Christmas, barefooting all over the town. Not a shod one was stirring. Not even a clown. Shoes and stockings were not needed. Our bare feet were grounded and very well heated. Visions of stores without rude no-shoe signs linger in my head. Rude oppressive people that we all still dread. In a store I was wandering all through the aisles, my last-minute shopping was stacked in a pile. When just at that moment, an employee came in a clatter, looked at my feet and said, "What was the matter?" I looked back at them and responded in a flash, "What do you mean, you misinformed, ignorant rash?" He said he's the manager and the enforcer of all make-believe laws, the shoe police, and the one who spews hate and all. Well, I reached into my pocket and pulled out my papers. I called him out on all his rude manners. On Health Department, Civil Rights, ADA and Laws, Department of Justice, he knew we had a cause. But when I was done, he looked like a jerk. As he walked out of sight, I heard him exclaim, "Have a Merry Barefoot Christmas, and to all barefoot tonight."
And I hope everybody out there does have a wonderful and safe holiday weekend. Whatever you're celebrating for the next 7 days, the next 2 days, whether, like I said, it's Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, or whatever, I will leave you with this. Thanks for joining me on this holiday weekend of Christmas Eve. And again, I'm Nick Pierce. Barefoot is Legal Radio, barefootislegal.org. So I'll say to you and leave you with this. Harambe, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Namaste, whatever you say, just have a happy barefoot holiday. And thanks for joining me.